Good morning and welcome to Power of Attorney Radio. I'm Wayne Zell, your host for this very fast half hour of special topics and special guests that are designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Power of Attorney Radio is a half-hour program of legal education for individuals and businesses, and it's brought to you by the full-service law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman. We're located in Reston, Virginia. We serve the entire Washington, D.C. metro area, and we have clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, www.blueprintforwealth.org, where there is a compendium of articles, videos, and audio, former radio shows, podcasts, on topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. And in the spirit of year-end tax planning, we're going to continue our saga of what happened. At the beginning of this year, we had a major change in tax law that's going to affect individuals as well as businesses. And we also had a U.S. Supreme Court decision which will substantially affect same-sex married couples. So we're going to talk a little bit about that right now, and then we'll jump right into the estate planning and business planning changes that are in effect for 2013 and how to plan around those changes. In June of 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Section 3 of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, in the Windsor case, and I've talked about that on Power of Attorney previously. The court held that Section 3, which had defined marriage for federal purposes as the union of one man and one woman, was unconstitutional. And subsequently, the IRS has announced in a revenue ruling that same-sex marriages are going to be recognized nationwide, at least for federal income tax purposes. So if you were married in Maryland as a same-sex couple and you moved to Virginia, which has a statute that holds same-sex marriages unconstitutional, then you still, for federal income tax purposes, are recognized as being married. And this is important because it has a significant impact on same-sex married couples. Basically, for 2013 and beyond, same-sex married couples must either file jointly as married couples or married filing separately, and they may be able to go back and claim refunds for earlier years. And very importantly, as a result of the changes made by the Windsor case, you may have paid taxes as a same-sex married couple on the value of employer-provided health care coverage when, in fact, it was not taxable because of the Supreme Court case. You can actually go back and potentially file for a refund of any taxes that you may have paid on employer-withheld taxes on benefits that were provided to a same-sex partner. This does not apply to domestic partners where you're not married. It only applies to same-sex married couples. The next significant area that was affected by the changes enacted at the beginning of this year in ATRA are the estate and gift tax laws. There was a number of years where there was complete uncertainty as to how the estate and gift tax system was going to evolve. And ATRA supposedly permanently provides for a maximum federal unified estate and gift tax rate of 40%. It was fluctuating anywhere from 35% all the way up to 55%. More importantly, you get an exemption or an exclusion for gifts made and for estates, for the value in the estate, of $5 million indexed for inflation. And that indexed amount in 2013 is $5,250,000. For 2014, the exclusion is projected to increase to $5.34 million per person. In addition, ATRA preserved the ability to make annual gifts that are excluded from not only lifetime gifts and this exemption, but also completely from the estate and gift tax realm. The exclusion allows you to give up to an inflation-adjusted $14,000 to any individual, gift tax-free, and without counting any of that amount towards the lifetime $5.25 million exemption. This amount is also adjusted for inflation, but it's expected to remain at $14,000 in 2014. Maximizing your annual gift tax exclusion has been a traditional year-end tax strategy that should continue even after the changes in the law, particularly for high net worth taxpayers. Now, let's talk about businesses and how they were affected by the changes enacted in the law. We've always looked at traditional timing techniques to either push income into succeeding years or accelerate deductions currently. Special consideration needs to be given to tax incentives that are scheduled to expire at the end of this year. And you should also be aware, if you're a business owner, of the tax rules that are new for 2013, in particular, increased tax rates on higher income individuals for 2013 may impact your business strategy directed towards minimizing taxes for the business owner with either pass-through or dividend income. Also important for 2013 are tax strategies in connection with the regulations that repair some of the defective rules that were enacted prior to 2013. A very important section in the Internal Revenue Code is 179, and that allows you as a business owner to expense certain items that you purchase for use in your business that would otherwise have to be capitalized as an expenditure and either amortized over a period of time or not written off at all. The annual limitation on 179 expensing in 2013 is $500,000 with a cap of overall investment of $2 million. So you can write off $500,000 of qualifying expenses. The 179 deduction is limited to your taxable income that's derived from the active conduct of your business. So if you don't have income in the business, you may not be able to accelerate these expenses. And so the strategy may be that you want to capitalize it and amortize the expenses going forward. The definition of what qualifies for this accelerated depreciation was expanded over the last couple of years to try to invigorate the economy. So included in those expenditures, which will not be included after this year, is off-the-shelf computer software. So you can actually write off software that is used in your business. You might not otherwise be able to do that going forward. Another area where you traditionally could not expense these expenditures and you had to write it off over as long as 30 years or more was qualified real property expenditures. That's also scheduled to expire this year. And that includes qualified leasehold improvements, qualified restaurant property, and qualified retail improvement property. So you may want to talk to us about the ability to accelerate expenses, get a write-off for leasehold expenditures, for example, this year that otherwise would have to be amortized over as long as 31 and a half years. That is a significant benefit because if you don't get the write-off until 31 years later, the present value of that tax benefit is very, very small, if not negligible. ATRA also allows for what's called 50% bonus depreciation in 2013. After 2013, it's scheduled to expire, except for certain non-commercial aircraft and other types of unique property. The qualifying property for bonus depreciation has to be depreciable under the modified accelerated cost recovery system, which applies to all businesses, and it has to have a recovery period, a depreciation period, of 20 years or less. These requirements cover a wide variety of assets, but the idea is that the property must be new, and it has to be placed in service and acquired prior to January 1st of 2014. The strategy here is that unlike regular depreciation under which you have to claim only a portion of the year, you're entitled to write off a full 50% of the property that you bought, even if you bought it on December the 31st and placed it in service on December the 31st. That's a huge benefit. Although bonus depreciation should be factored into your year-end planning, your final decision should not be required until a return is actually filed. So if you were planning on buying the equipment anyway, you may want to accelerate it into December and putting it in service. If it's not placed in service, you don't get the write-off. Further, bonus depreciation is not a mandatory thing. So you can elect out of bonus depreciation to spread it out over future years, particularly if you're expecting income in later years. There are new rules relating to final repairs and capitalization that were enacted in September of 2013. And these final repair regulations explain when taxpayers have to capitalize costs and when they can actually deduct expenses for acquiring, maintaining, repairing, and replacing tangible personal property. You're definitely going to want to talk about this with your accountant or your tax advisor. ATRA extended through 2013 only the ability to claim a deduction for qualified leasehold improvements that you don't elect to expense under this 179 expense that I was talking about a few minutes ago. You can write those expenditures off over an accelerated 15-year period. That also applies to qualified retail improvements as well as qualified restaurant property. Again, the normal rule is that it's that the depreciation period or recovery period is much, much longer. So this allows you to write off those types of expenditures, leasehold, retail, restaurant expenditures, over a faster period. And lastly, there is an incentive that I've described on the show many times that allows you to exclude 100% of your capital gain on disposition of a small business investment company. You have to satisfy a variety of requirements for that 100% exclusion, but most importantly, the requirement is that you have to acquire the stock before January 1st of 2014 and hold it for more than 5 years. The regular exclusion is 50%. This rule is 100%. If you'd like to know more about business planning, business tax planning for year end, give us a call at 703-218-2177 and we'll help you with your questions. I'm Wayne Zell and you're listening to Power of Attorney Radio.